Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on January 4 regarding Edward Harmon, H-A-R-M-O-N. Mr. Harmon was accompanied to the evaluation by an individual named Tangela, T-A-N-G-E-L-A, Harmon, who is his spouse, to help him with his intake questionnaire. Period. According to the information obtained from the examinee in this fashion, Edward Harmon is a 55-year-old male who alleges he injured himself at work on 9/11/17. Period. He was lifting up a tractor trailer door when the cable from the door snapped. Period. It weighed 500 pounds and pulled his arm down while doing so. Period. He believes he injured his left arm, neck, and his nerves, and went to Our Lady of Lourdes emergency room a few days later. Period. He had further evaluation culminating in what he understands to be a diagnosis of pinched nerve in his neck. Period. He did undergo surgery for this, but is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. This ended on 7/20/21. Period. New paragraph. As per his claim petition, Mr. Harmon described he injured his left shoulder and arm with subsequent depression due to an injury when he was lifting a trailer door on 9/11/17. Prior treatment records show he was seen by WorkNet on 9/12/17. Prior he stated he had already been to the hospital the previous evening when x-rays of the shoulder were done. Prior he told he was told he had a possible rotator cuff tear. Pretty also reports pain radiating up to the left side of his neck and a difficulty lifting his left arm. Pretty was using a left arm sling intermittently. Period. History was remarkable for non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, comma, hypertension, comma, and blood clots. Period. He was diagnosed with a shoulder strain, comma, left rotator cuff strain, comma, and left cervical strain, for which conservative measures were initiated. Period. He was advised not to fill a prescription for naproxen as he is currently taking warfarin. Period. He was given a prescription for tramadol. Period. He was okay to take Percocet given to him by his personal physician if he is unable to sleep and pain is unrelieved with tramadol and Tylenol. Period. He returned on 9/18/17 and was referred for a course of physical therapy. Period. Other diagnoses included gout, comma, history of pulmonary emboli, comma, hypertension, comma, and diabetes. Period. He remained symptomatic and underwent an MRI of the left shoulder on 10/9/17 to be inserted here. Period. Dr. Pekka, PECCA, reviewed these with him on 10/16/17. Period. He had already been referred to an orthopedic surgeon by the insurance carrier and would follow up in that fashion. Period. Physical therapy was rendered on the dates described. Period. New paragraph. He was then seen orthopedically by Dr. Pepe on 10/17/17. Period. His assessment was left shoulder pain, comma, bicipital tendonitis, comma, primary osteoarthritis of the left shoulder, comma, pre-existing baseline glenohumeral osteoarthritis, comma, left upper extremity brachial plexitis with thoracic outlet syndrome. Period. Since his rotator cuff injury was very small, he recommended continuation of a non-operative approach. A cortisone injection was administered to the left shoulder on this visit. Pretty followed up on 11/7/17. describing the injection made his blood sugars elevate. But he also had hypertension and had not been in physical therapy for three visits because of this. Pretty felt minimal improvement with the injection. Period. He continued to be monitored by Dr. Pepe, yet remained symptomatic. Period. On 10/10/18, Dr. Pepe performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. Another MRI. Now the shoulder was done on 3/25/19 to be inserted here. Period. An MRI of the cervical spine was done on 5/24/19 to be inserted here. Period. On 7/12/19, Dr. Rivlin, R-I-V-L-I-N, performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. On 2/3/20, Dr. Young administered an epidural steroid injection to the cervical spine. Period. A repeat cervical spine MRI was done on 7/31/20 to be inserted. Period. A paragraph on 8/31/20, Dr. Kepler performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. He followed up with cardiologist Dr. Rosenberg on the dates described. Period. New paragraph, the following will be inserted chronologically into the summary of the Rothman notes. Period. He was seen by Dr. Rivlin beginning 1/23/18. Period. His assessment was carpal and cubital tunnel syndrome on the left. Period. He was also seen by Dr. Woods on 6/12/19 for neck pain. Period. His assessment was cervicalgia, comma, cervical sprain, comma, and cervical spondylosis without myelopathy. Period. Dr. Young saw him initially on 11/11/19. Period. He ordered electrodiagnostic testing. Period. On 7/30/20, he was seen by Dr. Dholakia, D-H-O-L-A-K-I, for same. Period. His findings will be inserted here as marked. Period. Dr. Kepler saw him on 10/13/20 post-operatively. Period. Ongoing care with Dr. Kepler was rendered through 7/20/21. Period. He deemed the petitioner had reached maximum medical improvement. Period. He would follow up for a routine follow-up for fusion surgery the next at the one-year mark. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper. Inspection revealed healed portal scarring about the left shoulder. Period. There was an open surgical scar about the left medial elbow. Period. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Left shoulder abduction was 150 degrees and flexion 155 degrees, but was otherwise full in all independent spheres. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation was to L5. Period. Motion of the right shoulder, as well as both elbows, wrists, and fingers, was full in all planes without crepitus tenderness triggering or docking. Period. Deep tendon root flexors were 3+, at the biceps, triceps, and brachioradialis bilaterally. Period. Manual muscle testing was 5-5 for resisted left shoulder. Left elbow extension was otherwise 5/5. Period. Hand wrist elbows normal, shoulders normal, extremities lower. He remained in his pants. Limiting proximal visualization, pinprick testing. Period. His left patellar reflex was initially 3, but with repetition was 2+. Period was 2+ on the right. Period Achilles reflexes were not tested, nor was the rest of the lower extremity exam. Spine cervical inspection revealed a decreased lordotic curve and forward held posture with a posterior longitudinal scar measuring 5 inches in length. Period. Flexion was to 45 degrees, comma, extension 35 degrees, comma, side bending right 25 degrees and left 20 degrees, comma, rotation right 50 degrees and left to 45 degrees. Period, there was moderate tenderness palpation overlying his scar, especially at its lower aspect. Period. Spine thoracic. He was tender at the left interscapular musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right. Lumbosacral, he ambulated with a broad gait without using his cane. Period. He was able to stand on his heels and toes when holding the quad cane in his right hand. Period. He changed position slowly and was unable to squat. Period. Sitting in supine straight leg raise maneuvers were deferred. Period. The rest of this section is normal. Impressions. On 9/11/17, Edward Harmon's left arm was pulled down forcefully by a 500-pound door whose cable broke. Period. He may have seen his family physician or an emergency room and followed up at WorkNet beginning 9/12/17. Period. He was already taking Percocet through his family physician. Period. He remained symptomatic over the next few weeks despite physical therapy. Period. Left shoulder MRI was done on 10/9/17. Period. He then was seen orthopedically by Dr. Pepe. Period. Initially, he thought the petitioner did not require surgery on the left shoulder since he had only a small cuff tear. Period. In paragraph, Mr. Harmon offered symptoms involving his neck with radicular complaints. Period. He saw other physicians at Rothman and underwent additional diagnostic testing. Period. This included an MRI study of the cervical spine on 5/24/19. Period. He underwent surgery on the cervical spine, comma, left shoulder, comma, and left elbow, whose reports will be inserted here as well. Period. New paragraph, the current exam found there to be a moderately decreased range of motion about the left shoulder. Period. He had somewhat increased deep tendon reflexes in the upper and lower extremities, which can be associated with cervical myelopathy or its residuals. Period. He did have healed surgical scarring posteriorly at the neck with decreased range of motion. Period. Sperling's maneuver was negative for radiculopathy. Period. He had no sensory deficits in the upper extremities. Period. New paragraph. There is 15% permanent partial total disability referable to the cervical spine. Period. There is 5% permanent partial total disability referable to the left shoulder. Period. There is 7.5% permanent partial disability referable to the left arm. Period. End.